Hello. Many novelists choose their own young life as the subject for their first book, but very few have subjected themselves to the scrutiny of the great Irish novelist James Joyce. In A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Joyce followed his alter ego, Stephen Dedalus, from babyhood to young adulthood. He takes us from Stephen wetting the bed through a teenage visit to a prostitute and on through religious terrors to the prospect of freedom. Joyce's novel is also experimental and takes us deep into Stephen's psyche. With me are Roy Foster, Carroll Professor of Irish History, and Jerry Johnson, Senior Fellow in English, Exeter College, Oxford. Roy Foster, can you give us something of the social and political landscape that James Joyce grew up in and that he takes as the setting for this novel?
The period he grew up in, which is the period of the novel, is, I guess, from the late 1880s to the turn of the century, and it's superficially a period of stasis. The great political excitements of the 1880s, when it seemed like home rule, a sort of autonomous parliament for Ireland might be granted, are over. And Joyce writes the novel in the next period, 1904 to 1914, against a period where upheaval is altering the world that the novel reflects. And that coming change begins to be indicated towards the end of the novel itself.
Can we move on just to Jerry Johnson? Can you give us a summary, briefly, what happens in A Portrait of the Artist?
It's a very, very carefully shaped novel. The first chapter is from infancy. The second chapter, his burgeoning sexuality. And it ends with his visit to a prostitute. The third chapter, principally dominated by a long sermon at a retreat about hell. And chapter 3 ends with Stephen's confessing. Chapter 4 sees the gradual decline of this religious intensity and the gradual rise of the importance of art. So it ends with this epiphanic scene in which he embraces art and turns away from the religious impulse. Chapter 5, the end, Stephen at university, and the very last section of the book is the diary entry. For the first time, Stephen gets his own voice, and the famous ending in which he makes his declaration that he's going off, he's going to fly.
Can you tell us about the narrative voice, the major innovation, this is the voice?
What Joyce does is to give us a third-person narrator outside Stephen, and yet extraordinarily close to Stephen at the same time. There are two things that contribute to this proximity, the first of which is that the entire novel is told as though seen and experienced by Stephen. What this narrator does is use the idiom of the character, which adds an intense characterizing layer. So we begin in infancy, and the language of the first chapter is very, very simple.
Segment 1.
Hello. Many novelists choose their own young life as the subject for their first book, but very few have subjected themselves to the scrutiny of the great Irish novelist James Joyce. In A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Joyce followed his alter ego, Stephen Dedalus, from babyhood to young adulthood. He takes us from Stephen wetting the bed through a teenage visit to a prostitute and on through religious terrors to the prospect of freedom. Joyce's novel is also experimental and takes us deep into Stephen's psyche. With me are Roy Foster, Carroll Professor of Irish History, and Jerry Johnson, Senior Fellow in English, Exeter College, Oxford. Roy Foster, can you give us something of the social and political landscape that James Joyce grew up in and that he takes as the setting for this novel?
Segment 2.
The period he grew up in, which is the period of the novel, is, I guess, from the late 1880s to the turn of the century, and it's superficially a period of stasis. The great political excitements of the 1880s, when it seemed like home rule, a sort of autonomous parliament for Ireland, might be granted, are over. And Joyce writes the novel in the next period, 1904 to 1914, against a period where upheaval is altering the world that the novel reflects. And that coming change begins to be indicated towards the end of the novel itself.
Can we move on just to Jerry Johnson? Can you give us a summary, briefly, what happens in A Portrait of the Artist?
It's a very, very carefully shaped novel. The first chapter is from infancy. The second chapter, his burgeoning sexuality. And it ends with his visit to a prostitute.
Segment 3.
The third chapter, principally dominated by a long sermon at a retreat about hell. And chapter 3 ends with Stephen's confessing. Chapter 4 sees the gradual decline of this religious intensity and the gradual rise of the importance of art. So it ends with this epiphanic scene in which he embraces art and turns away from the religious impulse. Chapter 5, the end, Stephen at university, and the very last section of the book is the diary entry. For the first time, Stephen gets his own voice, and the famous ending in which he makes his declaration that he's going off, he's going to fly.
Segment 4.
Can you tell us about the narrative voice, the major innovation, this is the voice?
What Joyce does is to give us a third-person narrator outside Stephen, and yet extraordinarily close to Stephen at the same time. There are two things that contribute to this proximity, the first of which is that the entire novel is told as though seen and experienced by Stephen. What this narrator does is use the idiom of the character, which adds an intense characterizing layer. So we begin in infancy, and the language of the first chapter is very, very simple.